Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us, my friend. I hope you're doing well.
Doing very well. Hope you are.
Yes, indeed. We've got a really good topic today, management practices for your busy spring. And Phil, all I can say to this point, it's just been crazy. Weather, what's going on?
Well, if I had that answer, I'd doubt if I'd be in this job. I'd be doing something a little bigger. But
okay.
You're absolutely right. It's been totally erratic.
What's ahead of us? What are farmers looking at?
Well, they're hoping for a little bit of consistent weather so they're able to get in the rest of their crops. They're able to spray what needs to be sprayed, make hay. Livestock producers are able to work animals. Just a whole lot of stuff needs to be done.
And when the weather is as inconsistent as it has been, it really makes it difficult for the farmers. They kind of got to jump in there when they can and get as much done when they can at any given time, don't they?
Yes, sir.
And that makes it kind of difficult, I think, because the farming is so diverse. It makes it kind of difficult to keep up with all the things that need doing sort of together. You can't get them all done.
Most farmers, as you said, are very diverse. They have livestock, they have crops, they have hay and other things, and you sort of work around the weather and in each individual operation and try and make everything mesh. But when you have a lot of rain, you need to get them all those areas done at the same time, and that can add a little stress to you.
What are some of the important practices that livestock owners need to be handling before they get too busy?
Well, most everybody knows that livestock need to be dewormed and vaccinated, so they'll be in good health to go into the summer grazing, and they'll be ready to produce like they should. And we've had so much rain off and on that flies are probably going to be a major concern.
Uh-huh.
And we all know flies, they just don't irritate animals. They can spread disease, and you have some of the biting flies and things like that. And we really need to work on fly control.
Oh, okay. Our guest is Phil Rucker. He's Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Now, Phil, this is something that's really grown recently. The horse population now a vital part of our area. Proper management for those equine friends, more important than ever, I would say. So what would be some of the management practices that horse owners need to be providing?
Well, one thing they need to do is really work hand-in-hand with their local veterinarian.
Okay.
They know the health issues. We're almost in the mosquito season, and mosquitoes can carry West Nile virus, sleeping sickness, a lot of different diseases that are able to affect horses.
Okay.
So work with your vet. Get the horses dewormed as well as vaccinated properly. And rabies is starting to come on, and that's another good vaccination for the horses.
Really? I had no idea that would affect horses. Wow.
Well, it can affect any kind of warm-blooded animal.
Oh, okay. Including us, right?
Yes, sir.
With the farmer having to change his focus so quickly, so often, as we talked about at the top of the show, working around the weather, they're, I would assume, is a greater chance of injuries, maybe making mistakes because you get in a hurry dealing with your equipment and with your livestock.
Well, we all take for granted we've done something over and over and over and over again, and we sort of go by habit, go by feel, instead of staying focused. And a lot of times it's pretty easy to make a mistake either working on equipment, you don't stay focused on your livestock, and they may not, you know, mean to hurt you, but just one wrong move and they can bump into you. There's a lot of different things that can happen, so we really need to respect our livestock. Do not turn your back on them. Have help with you and work on any and all equipment far in advance before you need it. You don't have to jump in and do that rush where you do up the chance of accident.
Well, sometimes slowing down really increases your work because you can get it more done if you're focused and paying attention to the task at hand, I think.
That old saying, haste makes waste.
Yeah.
A lot of times you're going to have to go back and a lot of farmers say, re-lick that calf.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have to go back and do something again if you get in a big hurry.
All right, don't make me lick the calf, okay?
No, sir.
Phil Rucker is our guest. He's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil, as far as pastures, hayland, what are the producers that need to be focusing on right now?
Ooh, that one there is a tough one because everybody fertilized, and they were all looking forward to a lot of grass. It was coming on pretty well. Then we had a cold snap. Mm-hmm. Then it turned off dry. Grass started going to seed. Then we got some rain, so it started growing again. Weeds started popping on, and it's just like, okay, where do we start?
Yeah.
And for me, I would look at weeds, whether you spray them or else bush hog them, and then look at some other aspects such as making hay, setting up your grazing. One thing that I try to let farmers know is once your forage goes to seed, it's going to pretty much stop growing. It's in the reproductive phase, not in the growth phase.
Right.
So if they go in and make hay, even though they're not going to make as much or else bush hog it and get those seed head off, mm-hmm. they can actually stimulate another stage of growth and maybe have a little bit better hay setting on the second go round.
Oh, great. Make note of this, folks. I had a question that almost stumped Phil. Almost. I don't think it's ever going to happen, Phil.
Oh, I don't know. The older I get, the easier it is to stump.
I'm going to keep that in mind. Hey, I've been seeing a lot of scum and filth on the ponds this year, too. What do people need to do to clean up their ponds?
Well, over the last several years, we've had some, extreme weathers. We've had hot, we've had dry, we've had cool, we've had, just a little bit of everything, and we've had a lot of pollen, had a lot of just different things happen to ponds,
mm-hmm.
and that's added to the nutrient content. It's changed water flow. It caused migratory birds to come in a little bit more, which is up the amount of weeds and algae and scum in local fish ponds, mm-hmm. believe it or not. As I ride around, I see a lot of this, and I get a lot of phone calls, mm-hmm. and it's sort of like going to the doctor. When you go to the doctor and say, I'm sick, what do I need?
Yeah.
Well, he's just not going to reach up there in the medicine cabinet and hand you something.
No.
He's going to find out what's wrong.
Right.
Then prescribe. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have to do when someone has issues with any kind of a farm pond. I want to know what we're dealing with so I can help them treat it properly, whether it needs chemicals or just a pond dye or just a little bit of management change.
So it wouldn't necessarily be the same from one pond to the next. You might have different issues.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
We actually had a pond workshop the other day, and I had everybody bring in their samples,
uh-huh.
and there was a lot of different weeds in a lot of different ponds, uh-huh. so not everybody has the same issue.
That's why you're there, and that's why you do such a great job. If they have questions, Phil, can they contact you at the office?
They sure can.
And the number?
336-679-2061.
And that is the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Office. Our guest, the Extension Agent, Phil Rucker. Phil, always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to the next time, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
Folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.